We have new insight into the story of Chinese children adopted by Americans. Tens of thousands of Chinese children were brought to the United States in recent decades. A few years ago, Jenna Cook went back. At age 20, she tried to find her birth parents. She encountered families rarely heard from, those who abandoned children. Jenna Cook's effort became a college dissertation and an article in Foreign Policy. It took her to Wuhan, the city where she was found on a street in 1992.
The place where I was supposedly found is like a community center, government office type of place, very close to a bus station. And many of the birth parents that we met said that they had come into Wuhan from the surrounding countryside through that bus station.
I guess we should explain for people that in China, it's not very common that you can go to the authorities and just legally give up your baby. That's not easy to do. You abandon the baby instead, right?
Yeah, it's kind of funny in that way, in that it's illegal to have more than the permitted number of children. And what is the permitted number of children? It's kind of disputed depending on who you talk to. But at the same time, it's illegal to abandon a child. So it kind of leaves people in a pickle.
Well, if you had nothing to go on except that you were supposedly left outside this building near a bus station, how did you go about searching?
Well, I guess maybe it was really naive of me, but I was hoping that maybe somebody would see my face and think, oh, she kind of looks like my cousin or something like that. Like maybe my own body could serve as a type of evidence of my family, of where I come from, my own genes. I also ended up publicizing the story in Wuhan through the newspapers and through the television.
So who came to see you?
In the end, we met with almost 50 families that summer. Yeah, so we heard 50 different stories. And I imagined that it would be mostly women, but I was definitely wrong. There were many birth fathers who came alone, and some families brought like the entire family. There would be moms and dads with the grandparents, and then other siblings, and then the grandkids. There'd be like 8 or 9 people in the room. It was really incredible.
What were some of the things that these birth families told you?
If I had to kind of like extract one coherent narrative, I think they talked a lot about missing this daughter and they really worried about her. They wanted to know if she had survived and if she was okay. And kind of like, you know, people coming out of a war or refugees or somebody emerging from a large disaster and just wondering if the other side had also survived as they had.
Were there people who said, in fact, they did leave a baby outside that building where you were told you were left?
Yes, most of them left the baby in very close to the area where I was left, on that same street.
Did any of the birth parents bring any more specific evidence that would point to you or that they hoped would point to you?
Oh, yes. One birth mother brought a piece of cloth. She had used the cloth 20 years ago to sew a baby suit for the day that she and her daughter would part. And then she hoped that if she and her daughter were to reunite later, her daughter would have the baby suit and then she would have the scraps from the baby suit and then it would be kind of like a lock and key. But I definitely didn't have such a baby suit.
What did she say when you said, nope, don't recognize that cloth?
Gosh, I think at the time I was so moved by the story and so distraught at my own inability to like have this suit materialize that I couldn't even say anything. I just remember like shaking my head to her and signaling that I hadn't seen it before. And she was just sobbing and sobbing. And gosh, I think there was a lot of sobbing overall from many families, from both mothers and fathers and grandparents and siblings, and it was a lot of crying.
You were sympathetic to her. You would have liked to say yes, just so she would feel better.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I wish I could have been the missing daughter for every single family. There's definitely that desire to be able to relieve the other person's pain or to relieve the other person's worrying.
You know, as much as I've heard about adoption from China over the years, I think I rarely, if ever, have heard an account from the side of the birth mother. Can you think of a woman who told you why she gave up the baby?
For most people, it was a combination of needing a son, wanting a son, and also the fact that they already had so many children. I have to say it was surprising because in the U.S. we hear one-child policy. We think, oh, there's just one child that the family's kept. But I don't think I met any families with one child. They all had like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or even 8 children. And there was a pattern in that most of the children of higher birth order were female. And then they would keep having children until they had a son. And so the missing daughter was usually not the first daughter. They would usually keep that one. And the missing daughter was usually either the second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth, et cetera, et cetera.
So did you ever find your birth mother?
I didn't. But I feel like going through the search and listening to the different stories has given me some idea of who they might be or what sort of things they might have confronted.
Are you still looking?
I would say I am still looking, but in a less active way. My DNA was left at a local police station. I figure I just kind of leave it up to fate.
It's pretty amazing, though. You've left that little tripwire out there.
Yeah, in a similar way, I put one copy of the search poster in my file at the orphanage. It was like the first 30 pages were all other people writing about me, this small infant with no voice and really no ability to choose her destination or fate in the world, and to be able to come back 20 years later with a search poster that I had written about myself and to kind of add that in as the last page. That was really something that felt satisfying.
Jenna Cook, thanks very much.
Thank you.